Vietnamese customs officials have stepped up checks of everything from seafood to aluminium to ensure that they are not relabeled Chinese goods. Julian Evans Pritchard of Capital Economics, a research firm, estimates that American tariffs have cut Chinese GDP growth by about 0.6 percentage points, but that transshipments through Southeast Asia may have lifted it back up by 0.3 percentage points. There is also a third, more positive explanation. Chinese companies are highly competitive. Once an assembly center, China now makes more of the inputs that go into final goods. Its efforts in high-tech sectors, such as semiconductors, are well known. But it is making lower-tech progress more broadly. The Chinese Light Industry Council, representing toy makers, food firms and the like, estimates that its 100 most technologically advanced members invest 2.5% of revenues in research and development, high by international standards. It is pressing them to hit 3%. The road ahead will not be easy for Chinese exporters. The longer American tariffs last, the more likely American buyers are to find alternatives. The fall in Chinese sales to America has accelerated recently. On December 4th, Chinese exporters of machinery and electronics met for their annual conference. The theme was flourishing together along One Belt, One Road, in line with the government's policy of promoting economic ties with Asia, Africa and Europe. In previous years, that might have been politically astute positioning. Now it looks like a survival strategy.